Hey.
Now, that's their last performance for Rosie on the House, but the Arizona Wildflowers will be performing live here shortly for 2 hours on the stage. Thank you. Y'all have been wonderful. Family of four. Well, there's seven siblings. Four sisters are currently in the band. And I understand the four-year-old brother is going to make a day an appearance a little later.
Not today.
I have bad information. But I hear the four-year-old, and it won't be long before the two-year-old, I bet, gets up there and tries to steal the show.
Yeah, he's got her work built in.
That's a live performance that will continue again until 1 o'clock here at Rosie on the House. And although the broadcast will be done, we'll be here, the Rosie on the House promotion van. Just look for the Ford Transit with the Rosie on the House logo. And we've got a number of promotional items still to give away as well. Arizona Highway calendars, our Rosie on the House calendars, the Arizona Highways camping guide, their fishing guide. We have state park passes. We have Diamondbacks suite tickets. We've got boots and burgers. Just come up to the Rosie on the House promotion table and say hootenanny and have your choice of whatever's left till it's all gone.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, we were talking countertops, and we were talking about the pros and cons of the different materials. We've talked about butcher block. We've talked about quartz. We've talked about natural granite and the fact that we just don't put in much granite right now unless someone specifically, like Romy mentioned, wants a particular pattern that will be completely unique to that kitchen for the life of the kitchen. Most people opt for the quartz, which is a much lower maintenance, much less susceptible to staining. And with that said, I can't pass up the opportunity of talking about the most expensive granite I've ever seen. Was the deepest, darkest, bluest granite that just looked magical. And it was from a quarry underwater.
What?
In the Mediterranean Sea, off the coast of Italy. And they had three slabs of it. And Romy, the price tag they had for those three
slabs. That was what I was going to ask.
The price. You could buy just outside the Sanderson Ford showroom where we're broadcasting right now. There's
Of those Mustangs.
There's a 2019 F-350 dually Lariat package. Gorgeous truck. Absolutely gorgeous.
That you bought for me?
You could you could buy that truck for less than those three slabs cost.
I bet.
And the last time I was in the showroom where that slab, those slabs were, they were gone.
Oh, wow.
So somebody.
Somebody picked them up.
So you didn't get to see them in place, though.
No, I didn't get to see them in place. But mined from an underwater quarry. Absolutely gorgeous material. Now, that's one of a kind. Truly, truly one of a kind.
And most people, though, are never going to know the difference to either. If you put in a quartz countertop versus a granite one, somebody walks in, they're going to think it's granite.
It's the difference between an original Monet and a G Clay. Now, other products would be concrete countertop and or stainless steel, which we see a bit of stainless steel going in. A lot of people like to complement their stainless steel finish professional grade appliances, and that finishes off a fairly contemporary look, and it's a clean countertop as long as you stay after it and keep it disinfected. And the marble, of course, is a great product for bakers who like to roll out their pie doughs, their buttermilk biscuits and whatever have you. But marble does tend to be a little bit soft, so you have to be very careful around the edges. Well, the Arizona Wildflowers are out on the Sanderson Ford stage getting ready to start their 11 o'clock jam session. They'll be here through 1 o'clock. We've got the Hootenanny sale going on. It's in commemoration of the 64th anniversary of Sanderson Ford. If you've been thinking about a possible new vehicle, you ought to get out here today to Sanderson Ford.